And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Finenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. This recipe began to circulate in early 2003. It originated with Ukrainians in the United States, where it was becoming popular of their traditional Thanksgiving Day celebrations. It is served as the first course of Thanksgiving dinner and accompanied by a moment of silence to remember all those who are no longer with us. Remember all those who died in the Holodomor 1932-33 and the years of terror. Express thanks for those who survived and express thanks for the bounty for which we are now blessed. The recipe is patterned after the meatless borscht served at Ukrainian Christmas Eve dinner. It varies from family to family. The one constant is the substitution of yellow beets for the red. Yellow beets, known also as golden beets, are deep yellow in color and give the broth a golden color. Yellow is a color often related to mourning in Ukrainian culture, as in Vasil Barka's brilliant book about the Holodomor, Jote Knaz, Yellow Prince. Yellow beets are not commonly stocked, so if you don't grow them yourself, a bit of advanced planning may be needed to find a source. You may find them at your local supermarket, but a better bet would be a specialty outlet such as your local farmer's market, organic produce outlets, or online suppliers. The simplest recipe for remembrance borscht is to make a broth using the very best mushrooms you can find. If you can get them, use dried mushroom caps imported from Poland. These are the closest to those that used to come from Ukraine before Chernobyl. Otherwise, a combination of Italian porcini, Japanese shiitakes, or other flavorful species. In a pinch, you can use ready-made mushroom broth found in organic stores or delis. Soak dried mushrooms several hours overnight. Wash carefully to get rid of any bits of sand or dirt. Strain the dark water through a coffee filter and add it to the salted cooking water for the washed mushrooms. Let it simmer several hours, adding more boiling water as needed. Once the broth is ready, the rest is easy. In the belief that this borscht should reflect the unity of all neighbors and all Ukrainians, use only the simplest and most commonly available ingredients. That is, ingredients that even the poorest peasant could find in his or her bit of garden. Beets, a potato, an onion, a carrot, some dill weed, a bay leaf, salt and pepper. Mushrooms from the woods, there for the picking. However rich or poor the rest of the meal, at the moment of the borscht, we were all equal. We were all together. And we would stop for a moment of silence to remember and acknowledge each other and thank God for the natural bounty that was Ukraine. The potatoes should be peeled and cut up before serving, as they will take on a beautiful yellow color on the outside while remaining white on the inside. The effect will color the carrots. Add your favorite rushka, dumplings. Sprinkle with chopped fresh dill and you have an absolutely glorious and delicious Ukrainian first course for American Thanksgiving or any dinner. If you can't find yellow beets, use a combination of white turnips and a parsnip for sweetness. Color the broth with a few strands of saffron, or, as a last resort, a few drops of yellow food coloring. If you can't make the vushka, dried mushroom-filled Italian tortellini can almost pass for them. This recipe and the accompanying information came by email from Peter Borisow of the Hollywood Trident Foundation. Although we are in Canada and our Thanksgiving is long past, it is a lovely symbolic dish. This is an excellent borscht to serve this coming week, which is Holodomor Remembrance Week. Through this borscht, we can join other Ukrainians in remembering. Remembering the millions of victims of the Holodomor, remembering loved ones now departed, and remembering each other. All those Ukrainians in Ukraine and others scattered around the world. Each has his or her own life. Each has his and her own struggles and challenges. yet each carries in his or her heart a bit of memory about our shared heritage, of what and who we are. No matter where we are, no matter what our fate, we are all Ukrainians. До побачення і смачного.
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Hrinenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio.